Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, tweeting. What is tweeting? Can somebody, what is tweeting? Oh, God. Texting. That's when your brain overruns your mouth. Texting and tweeting and sending in from, you know, just, look, let me know what's going on. Get involved and get engaged. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you, maybe who you want to hear, what you want to hear, that kind of thing. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and just engaging with. Look, if you don't want the email thing, I get it. Emails make me crazy as well. You want to be text. You want a text alert the show's coming on? Simple. TRS. Text TRS. To 77222. TRS to 77222. I'm telling you. It's an easier way to get informed, to get engaged, to know what's going on. You know, seriously. All right. Let's, God, I got so much that I want to get to. So, Larry Greenfield's going to join us right after the break. Larry's been on the show from time to time. I always appreciate his insight into a lot of things, but including, you know, international affairs and the Jewish community. Because as I told you, for me, in the immortal words of Yul Brynner, is a puzzlement. I do not understand why the Jewish community, keeps voting for the Democrat Party when they've actually done nothing for them. And again, there's a lot of rank and file Democrats that love the Jews, that love the Jewish community, that love the Jewish people. Where are you? Why aren't you screaming out as to what's going on these college campuses and other places that are against the Jewish community, that are against Israel? And Larry will help us kind of clear some of that stuff up, if you would. He's also coming on he wants to discuss Trump's foreign policy. Where Trump is going, what he has in mind. Because I know there's a lot out there like CNN and Plus, because we can believe everything they say. Right, there's a lot of people out there that look at that and say Trump doesn't. He's just kind of all over the place. He has no real policy, which is not true. We both know. We all know this is not true. And then there's the Trump economy. You know, I've even heard some CNN economists crack a little bit and say, you know, it's you got to give the man credit for it. And some have even said it's recession proof. Now, I don't know if anything is really recession proof. But you got to give him credit. It's unorthodox. But are we, in a typical sense, insane as American people? We were doing the same thing for years and years and years. We were going through these cycles. Nothing was changing. Whether it's with foreign policy and or economics. I was talking to a well-educated doctor today. And I was talking, He was surprised to know that I knew about the European Bank. But anyway, I've always joked about the European Bank. You know, here's a bank that funnels or flows or helps the economy move in Europe. The bank is busted. It has no money. It has nothing. No real assets to speak of. And yet they're helping money flow through the system. And they're loaning money to countries that are broke. They can't pay it back either. But I guess that's okay, too. I don't get it, but I guess it's okay. And then you have broke countries asking a broke bank for money. This is why I couldn't get a degree in economics. Because it doesn't make any sense to me. I can't, to make Zoe crazy if he's still listening, I can't smoke enough crack to have that make sense. You got nothing in the vault, nothing in the checking account, let me put it that way, right? And now you're going to loan money, you're going to write somebody a check. Now I got to go to the other countries who have no money to get money in the bank to cover that check I just wrote on money that doesn't exist. So he's going to help me and you and others understand all of that, because this is, in my mind's eye, this is out of control. This makes absolutely no sense. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay, look, listen, little lighthearted moment before I bring Larry on, okay, because I love doing these stories. Some of you don't believe in giving your kids chores, and you think a chore is, pick up your own clothes. That's not a chore. A child picking up their own clothes, making their own bed, brushing their own teeth, combing their own hair, that kind of stuff, not a chore. The chore is taking the kitchen garbage out. The chore is raking leaves out front. The chore is doing something that they normally wouldn't do, right? That isn't theirs, if you would. So when you go through this, and now you find there are child psychologists that are stepping up and stepping out and saying, hey, you want your kids to grow up and be successful? You want to be good human beings? Make them do chores. Don't coerce them. Don't suggest that they should do. Don't pay them for doing. Make them do chores. Because it's going to be a lot of things in your life you're going to have. Taxes, one of them. A lot of things in your life that you're going to have to pay, you're going to have to do, and you're not going to have a choice in the matter. And he goes on to say that when they balk, you can tell them that, scientific research supports you. I'm sure they'll care. Anyway, in a Harvard Grant study, the longest running longitudinal study in history, it spans 75 years, and actually, they took the numbers from 1938 to present. That's a long time. Researchers identified two things that people need in order to be happy and successful. First, come on, love. Second, work ethic. Come on, was this really that hard? We'll put the story up on the website. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel. General Steel today, you can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I promised you, Larry Greenfield is joining us. He's a fellow of the Claremont Institute for Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. Larry is on tonight. Listen, we kind of, in the past, have somewhat made light of this, but here's the reality. Trump is not rudderless when it comes to his foreign policy, and Larry knows quite a bit about it, and so we're going to talk about the Trump foreign policy doctrine, so to speak. But what's on the top of everybody's minds, what everybody seems to be talking about on a regular basis, is what he's referred to as Trumponomics. And the reality is, we're doing well. We're doing better than they said we were going to do. And as I recall, when he got elected, weren't we supposed to have some big collapse of the economy? Larry, please explain this to me.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be with you, Joe, and your audience.
Thank you.
Paul Krugman predicted we'd collapse economically. If you remember, right when President Trump won the election, so President-elect Trump, the market was down 800 points, and then it quickly rallied, and it hasn't stopped rallying since late 2016. And now we're into 2020, Joe, and the market is just an indicator of confidence. Consumer confidence is very high. And in fact, the statistics of the Trump economy in his first term are incredible. Annual growth is about 2.6%. It was lower before under Obama, much lower. In fact, he averaged 1.5% a year for his 8 years, the worst economic performance in American history since we've been keeping track since 1790. And interestingly, wages are going up. And the Democrats keep saying the economy is only for the super wealthy and the fancy stock market people. Actually, way over half of Americans own stocks through their 401k plan or their retirement plan. And it's the lowest wage earners in America who are doing the best. They've seen a 5.9% rise in their wages, far more than higher income earners are doing. And far more than they ever did under Obama. We're in our 128th consecutive month of growth, resulting in trillions of dollars in new net worth in our country. The president's deregulation and corporate tax cuts have helped our economy grow. We're bringing back manufacturing jobs. And we're doing really well with our energy revolution. We're now independent of Middle East oil, which helps all of us for our security and our foreign policy. We're not quite back to the 1980s and the 1990s growth rates. I think that's because the size of government has grown so big.
Mm-hmm.
Federal spending, excluding defense and what we call net interest payments, averaged about 13% of GDP in the 80s and 90s. It's up to 16% now. So we do have debt, we do have deficit, and I think if the president wins re-election, he'll focus in his second term on government spending.
Larry, how is that going to happen? Look, we have a lot of mandates that they, by law, that they have to put into to our budget. And you're right, the debt has scared me for years. I mean, I understand that we're getting to a point where it's almost going to be impossible to pay some of this debt off. But you know how the other side loves to spend, and we don't push back anymore like we used to. How are they going to get this under control?
That's right. The swamp is a bipartisan problem.
yep.
And the spending just keeps going on and on and on. One solution is economic growth. Under President Trump, the poverty rate has fallen to an all-time low for blacks, 20%, and Hispanics, 17%. Food stamp rolls are down in this country by 10 million
right.
citizens. And so economic growth means less need to spend on the welfare state. The problem is they'll always find something to spend on. And I admit the president has spent a lot of money with Congress on the military rebuild. I supported that. We needed that. Hopefully we'll have a peace dividend. Hopefully asking NATO countries and Japan and Korea to spend more on their own defense means we won't have to spend as much defending, you know, Europe and Asia. But it is a dangerous world, and we're going to have to keep spending on defense. But if the president is a hero, which I hope he will be, in his second term, if he's lucky enough to have a second term, if we're lucky enough to have a second term, and not the Democrats, he'll focus on entitlement reform. Social Security, Medicare, and entitlements suck the biggest amount out of our budget. So we have had the blessing of low interest rates, partly because global interest rates are really low, so money keeps flowing into the United States, keeping our interest rates low. But if global interest rates rise, or if our interest rates rise, or foreign countries stop buying our treasuries, interest rates will go up. Or if we start to have inflation, mostly wage inflation, but any kind of inflation, and they have to raise interest rates in this country, and monetary policy turns, you know, tighter, it'll affect everything. The markets, your ability to buy a car or a home at low interest rates, and ultimately, the ability of the government to finance this debt and annual deficit at really low interest rates. If interest rates move up a point or two or even three, I'm talking about, for example, the 10-year, which is about 1.8. But if it goes to 3 or 4 or 5, not unheard of in our lifetimes,
right.
Once upon a time it was at 8 or 12 or 15 or 18 under Jimmy Carter. If it goes up, then it costs us a lot more to carry all this debt. And then it sucks all the money out of our ability to pave roads or build, you know, ships. And then the economy goes into recession and we have a big problem. So this is the best of all worlds, a growing economy. Consumer confidence is up, and that's 70% of the American economy. More pressure on foreign countries to pay their fair share for their defense in energy revolution. And we're selling liquefied natural gas, by the way, to Europe, which removes some power that Putin has. Rather than being Putin's puppet, the president has been Putin's problem, by the way, competing with him on energy. And all of this is fueled in part by low interest rates. So it's actually been a wonderful economic period, the Trump presidency. I think he gets high marks for it. The Democrats, though, Joe, will not admit anything. They won't admit any of the success, any of the growth, any of the relief for those at the bottom rungs of our economy and income, any relief in poverty. They make up just a story that we're entitled to income redistribution. Let's tax the wealth. It's a really anti-creation, anti-wealth creation, anti-success, anti-achievement, anti-innovation. Look, the success of the economy means less pressure on everybody. It even means more money to spend on medical innovation. The president has pushed the FDA to be more loose with helping solve diseases and experimentation with drugs. So it's been a good first 3 years of the Trump presidency.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, I still have some question for you on economics. Some simple ones. I know they are, but they bewilder me. We'll be back in a minute. Trouble Senior Host, don't go far. Larry Greenfield will still be here after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he looks forward to hosting the LSU national champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C. The impeachment trial in the Senate scheduled to start Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday Monday. And the very latest now on Michael Flynn, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A federal judge has postponed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he moved to withdraw his guilty plea for charges of lying to the FBI. Flynn pled guilty 2 years ago to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. The sentencing has been pushed back to February 27th.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta finds binge drinkers drinking more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, hang tight. You know, I'm going to bring Larry on in a few minutes here. But hang tight, because we've got a lot more going on in the third hour. We're going to go back to talking about the Virginia governor who had to declare a state of emergency because he's afraid of guns. He's afraid the gun people are going to show up in a rally. I mean, God forbid he doesn't realize how safe he actually is with those people. Also, we're going to talk about how screen time, those of you who shove that iPhone in front of your kids' faces, screen time is making kids lazy. And you're going to go, oh, that's because you're an old guy, you don't care. No. This is through Psychology Today. A large group of medical doctors and psychologists are saying, we have done a disservice to our kids. We're making them angry. We're making them depressed. This is not a good place for them to be. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Larry Greenfield joins me. He's a fellow at the Claremont Institute for the Study of Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. But today, he's here on this show, and we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to finish up our conversation around Trumponomics, and then we're going to talk about Trump's foreign policy, because many people say he doesn't have a foreign policy. He's like a cowboy. He just goes in and starts shooting things up. Not true. Larry, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, great pleasure, Joe.
So before the break, we were talking about debt and what have you. And one of the things that I said to you that was pretty scary was how, credit card debt's up, student loan debt is up, and is it because of consumer confidence? Is it because there really is enough money out there for them to be able to, draw these bills? Debt is bad. We know this.
I agree. Assets are up, both at the family level and the national level. So as a percentage of net worth, we can handle the current debt. As I mentioned, though, once interest rates go up, both for individuals buying homes or cars, et cetera, or for our nation financing our national debt, we're all in big trouble. So belt tightening and living within our means is really important. Americans seem to not be great at that anymore. We're not too disciplined right now, and we're spending more than we make, both at the national level and the personal level. So if I can just be another voice of caution, use this good economic period where people are working and they're making money. Use that, please, as a period to start saving and reduce their debt.
Well, the student loan, I was just reading something on the student loan debt. It's up almost at or almost over $1 trillion. And what I love about our socialist friends is they're talking about wiping out that debt. I mean, that just adds another $1 trillion to the bottom line for us. It is impossible for them to be able to do that, isn't it?
Look, the philosophy behind our economy is really interesting to think about. You mentioned Obama said they didn't build it. Let me take a step back. The political tradition in the West we think of often is rooted in Greco-Roman philosophy and then the European Enlightenment. But what a lot of scholars did is they read out of Western political philosophy the Bible, which was really the basis for the American way. And the Bible taught a lot of lessons about wealth, that wealth creation is a good thing, that we're co-creators with God, and that creating wealth and achievement and museums and hospitals and opportunity and jobs and being able to serve our families and our communities is all a good thing. The Protestant work ethic built on that, and America far out achieved every other country in history with an incredible commitment to innovation, invention, hard work, pride. All of it, of course, led to a lot of charity, both at the national level and at the personal level. Are you aware, Joe, you probably are, that the Bible tells us we have a custom of tithing 10%, but you're not supposed to tithe. You're not supposed to give away more than 20% of your wealth. They don't want the successful people to kind of drain all their assets. They keep the whole system going. Don't kill the golden goose. And that's exactly what the Democrats want to do. I think they've adopted kind of a Catholic liberationist theology. The Pope certainly has. He comes from Brazil. And the Catholic world, Latin America, where 12 nations have over the past generation or two, from Cuba to Venezuela to many others, sort of overextended their government spending and failed as economies, and they're living in misery in Venezuela and Cuba, et cetera. The Catholic political tradition had a slightly different view about creation. They favored the poor, and they thought the poor were special. The Judeo-Christian civilization traditionally says don't favor the rich man, neither favor the poor man in a court of law. You're not specially entitled or special or blessed if you're poor, and you're not specially favored or entitled if you're rich. What we do want to do is honor charity, honor community, honor commitment to helping our fellow man, but definitely not punishing wealth or achievement. Now, there's obviously ostentatious bullying or bad wealth or concentration of power. Those are political conversations.
Sure.
But the biblical ethical idea that we're co-creators with God, and there's not only nothing wrong, but we're obliged to control our environment and make the most of our lives and almost be in the image of God in our sense of opportunity and responsibility to our families. You know, better to give up the Sabbath than be dependent on the government. The text, and our colonial settlers believed in this. They were seeking an exodus from slavery to freedom. They were Bible readers. Our founders were Bible readers. The Judeo-Christian civilization, in terms of economics, is pretty clear. The Pope and sort of liberation theology, and apparently the Democrats have now adopted a hostility, Joe, to this Judeo-Christian civilization. And their economics is really a radical redistributionism, a Marxism. They're hostile to private property. They're hostile to you built it. They're hostile to rewarding achievement. They're all about affirmative action, right, and giveaways and putting their thumb on the scale. This is a dangerous economics. It'll be a failed one, like Marxist societies have failed. Marx was the one who criticized private property and said, through revolution, we'll take it down. And I think there's a revolutionary fervor in AOC and the Green New Deal and the attacks on capitalism.
Well, Larry, let me interrupt you for a second, because the thing I get as a Christian all the time, especially from those on the left, is, look, you're a Christian. You should believe in taking care of people. You should believe in, you know, feeding them and doing this and doing that. And I always come back and say, look, we were compelled. Jesus never told us to compel the government to take care of the sick. He told us to go take care of the sick, take care of the poor, take care of the widows and orphans. Give me your perspective.
I think this is the most important point you could make. If there was a long track record of efficient, effective government, then we could argue that, fine, we won't personally give so much charity. We won't personally at the local level be invested in our communities. We'll just send the money to the middleman. We'll send the money to Washington or Sacramento or your state capital or your county. But they're obviously not very efficient and effective at it. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. We are $23 trillion in national debt. California's budget has gone from $98 billion to $222 billion in a decade. Are the streets more well-paved? Are there fewer homeless? Is there less drugs and crime? Have we done a good job with fire prevention or our water policy? So government is the last one to claim that they'll be an efficient steward of resources, even to help the poor.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, their mindset. Okay, we're coming up on the other segment, but I want to start down this road. You know, Iran, like North Korea to a big degree, has always been able to get their way. When they scream and they yell and they start doing the dust up, we give in to them, whether it's with money or programs or what have you. You know, it's like the 17-year-old kid that's always in the middle of a tizzy, and they're hating their parents, and we keep giving in to them. And it's almost like the Democrats have taken that line now where we have to appease the Iranians because they're doing all the right things and we're doing all the wrong things. Is Trump's policy, foreign policy towards Iran, the right line to go with?
So, as you understand in your question, just like there's been a radicalization of the Democrats from JFK, a rising tide lifts all boats, a tax cutter, to today's Democrats on economics, you didn't build it. So too in foreign policy, the Blame America First Democrats have rejected JFK and Scoop Jackson and Jim Lieberman, and we'll talk about the radicalization of Democrats on national security. Trump is fighting back.
See, you don't need me. You can do this all by yourself. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Larry's not going anywhere anyway. Be with us on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But do me a favor, will you? No, seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But really what I want you to do is give me your email address. We send out one newsletter a week. That's it. I don't beat you up with them. I hate getting them every day, so I wouldn't do them to you every day. So it'll give you an idea of who's coming on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, and yes, it even has our sponsor information on there so you can support them. And even if you can't use their services, it doesn't hurt to call and tell them you appreciate them supporting the show. Larry Greenfield joins me. He's a fellow of the Claremont Institute for Study in Statesmanship and Political Philosophy. And we're talking now about Trump's foreign policy. And I got to tell you something. I love the way he's handling Iran. I love the way he's handling what I like to call Little Kim and so on. I think that people really don't see the brilliance behind what Trump is doing. Larry Greenfield, I'm sure he does. Larry, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe. And I could not agree more. I think what the president has done is establish, again, not blame America first, the Democrats' foreign policy for a long time. Gene Kirkpatrick, remember, called the San Francisco Democrats the blame America first crowd, but instead America first. And America first, by the way, means support of our allies, and it means good relationships. But it means we're not just going to spend all of our taxpayer money while Europeans don't spend any money on their own defense, or South Koreans or Japanese. And by the way, by doing that, he incentivized NATO to start taking care of itself more. He actually helped NATO. He disciplined NATO.
Yep.
And America first means sovereignty. It means we have borders. And if you come in here purposefully to have a baby, maybe your baby shouldn't automatically be a citizen of the United States of America. And maybe we ought to have rule of law. We like legal immigration, but maybe not so much with people who come here. We don't know who they are. They're not registered. They're not here lawfully. They're easily victims of crime. They can't even report the crime. It's bad for everybody. By the way, diseases are coming into the United States across the border when we don't have control of our borders. The president has a policy toward Iran, which is to reject pretty much a bipartisan failure of 40 years since Iran attacked the United States and took over our embassy, that's our sacred American territory, in Tehran 40 years ago, in 1979. And Carter appeased the Iranians. They saw President Reagan come in on a white horse, and you notice that they ended the hostage taking. But pretty much for 40 years, both parties, the whole foreign policy establishment, has sort of accepted Iran. Somehow it's okay if they're brutal to their own people and sponsor terror groups and attacking and killing Americans and our allies. Obama took American taxpayer money to fund in cash Iranian support of terrorist groups like Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis of Yemen. Those militias have the blood of Americans on their hands. Essentially, Obama assured the mullahs, a theocratic regime. I thought the left wouldn't like a religious fanatic tyranny, but somehow they overlook it. As they worked toward building a nuclear weapon and possibly passing along that WMD to terrorists, Obama helped fund all that. Iran's been murdering dissidents and freedom fighters on the streets of Tehran by the thousands. Today, Joe, the Democrats blocked a congressional resolution in support of human rights in Tehran. Unbelievable. And in recent months, of course, Iran has attacked, detained, and seized oil tankers and threatened commercial shipping in the Gulf. They backed the cruise missile drone attack on the Saudi oil facilities. They shot down an American drone, you'll remember. Yep. Iranian-backed militias attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. They have violated the nuclear accord provisions and breached limits on production of enriched uranium. Finally, the president said, enough's enough, after a lot of intel over many months, because they had mocked the United States. Both Khamenei in Tehran said there's nothing the U.S. can do about our bad actions in the region. And General Soleimani himself said, I work out in the open because they don't dare hit me. And the president said, I don't want wars. I don't want invasions. I don't want occupations. I don't want to spend trillions of dollars. But I will use some force. And I will take out, by the way, as Obama did 500 times with drone attacks, not a word from the Democrats on Capitol Hill. But when Trump takes out, Joe, the leading terror mastermind on the planet, the head of the Revolutionary Guard Corps, and Al-Quds, which means Jerusalem, by the way, force in Iran, while he was in Iraq with their top Shiite militiamen planning to attack our embassies and facilities in the Middle East again, Trump takes him out, and the Democrats can't support that. In fact, they castigate it and use the talking points out of the mullah theocracy in Iran. It's kind of astonishing.
Larry, let me interrupt you, though. Two things. One is, This hurts. This won't stop them, obviously, but it will slow them down, and it hurts Iran tremendously that they took out the general.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, now the president has taken out ISIS militants by the thousands. He decapitated al-Qaeda's leaders, including bin Laden's son. He took out the caliphate leader, al-Baghdadi.
Mm-hmm.
And now our intelligence and special operators have taken out the number one terror figure in the world. I think maybe Kim in North Korea caught notice. I think other bad guys might get notice.
Well,
deterrence is back.
Well, it's what Reagan said. It's so true. Look, if you have a strong military, if they see you willing to act, then they're less likely to provoke you. If you keep backing away from that red line, they're going to provoke you. The other thing that I you know, you wouldn't be surprised, but I was surprised at how many people did not know or do not know anything about NATO, really. They see them as just a military organization. And I tell people, you know, they were originally formed so that Europe would have a group, have a joint military, if you would, that would protect them against Russia. And why should we be so supportive of, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, they need to step up. They need to support that organization to protect themselves, correct?
Correct. And the president has reinvigorated missile defense in mm-hmm. Poland and the Czech Republic. He actually supported with arms the Ukrainians. He gave the money to Ukraine. It was Obama, by the way, which denied $1 billion to the Ukrainians in a scheme.
Right.
The president has actually had sanctions on Putin in Russia, and I talked about competed with Russia for oil contracts in the Middle East, hurting the Russian economy. The president has been vigorous in the defense of allies and the West. He has good relationships with India and Australia and lots of countries in the world. And, of course, we don't need to go into excruciating detail, but his support of Israel, our Judeo-Christian civilized brother in the Middle East, has been remarkable, moving our U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, which every president of both parties promised since 1995, recognizing the Golan Heights as part of Israel. Can you imagine if the genocidal Assad had control of the hills overlooking Tel Aviv today? There were many arguing, well, just give up the Golan Heights. Really, to that madman responsible for, what is it now, 600,000?
Mm-hmm.
People dying and millions of refugees. The president, by the way, pulled U.S. taxpayer support for Palestinian offices in Washington and against Palestinian interests at the U.N. You know, the Palestinians who cheered 9/11. The Palestinians, by the way, Joe, who gather around Israel's borders to threaten and invade, dressed in Nazi uniforms and waving Nazi flags. Little reported by the media.
Yes. Larry, maybe you'll appreciate this. One of my biggest pet peeves, and I scream about this on the radio all the time, is that when you call anybody, but when you call Donald Trump Hitler, when you call the Republican Party Nazis, you belittle, truly belittle, what Hitler did, what the Nazis stood for, and the horrific and horrendous things that were done during World War II. They've done the same thing with that they've done with racism. They've dumbed it down to where it doesn't really mean anything anymore. And as a Jewish man, that's got to make you crazy.
You know, I honor what you're saying, and the only people I ever call Nazis are Nazis.
That's right.
And guess what? Do you know who was the ally of Nazis? And by the way, even inspired and promoted the Final Solution. It was the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
Husseini, who went to Germany to help Hitler plan the Holocaust. He wanted to wipe out the Jews,
Larry,
so that the Arabs would control.
I'm going to put you on pause because we have got to go. We're up against the time, but I want to bring you back to discuss that in particular because people don't hear this. They don't understand that kind of story. Where people can find more about you on the air, online.
Great, I'm on Facebook, and welcome people to befriend me. You bet.
All right, Larry, thanks for being with me. God bless. People, next hour, smorgasbord of crazy stories, and I mean we're going to talk about the impeachment process, what's going on in Iran, and so much more. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.